There's pressure when you do a podcast like this to have stuff happen. Stuff happen to you, stuff happen to your life, stuff happen that you can then talk about on the show. I have a similar pressure right now because I email my kids every single day through that annoying app that I have to use to email them. I have to have stuff to tell them because they want to get emails. And they don't want those emails to be boring. So I have to find stuff to tell them about, which I've been doing okay at.
Your Daily Lex.
That same app is the one that gets us photos of them. You know, it automatically tags photos of them based on their faces, whatever. And so we got our first proofs of life. Provings. We got our first photos of our kids today, including one where they were together, which was so exciting. We've heard from my kids. You know, I wrote an app, a web app, a couple years ago that they can use to write to us. And this past time when they were using it, well, Sierra went to write to us last night and it wasn't properly notifying me just because of the way servers always lose their ability to send email. It's great. So I fixed that. It sends an email to my cell phone, which means I get it as a text message. It's the whole thing. But so Sierra got cast as the lead in the musical there, which is Legally Blonde. So she's very excited. But here are some of the things I mentioned to them in my email, which is basically, I was realizing, a sort of written version of Your Daily Lex, only more inside baseball to my family. But I mentioned that Ani and I watched two episodes of Better Call Saul last night, a show that Ani have been watching for a long time, but with Ani away at camp for the past 6 weeks. And prior to that, preparing for AP exams, Ani got 3 fives, just saying. We haven't watched an episode in forever. So as we were watching, we kind of had to create our own previouslys on by Googling and using Wikipedia. We also, all three of us, Lauren, Ani, and I, all watched an episode of Buffy. We had been doing pretty well at watching Buffy together, but that got even slower. That's Lauren's fault. And I stayed awake for at least 95% of Buffy, is what I told my kids, which is true. We also made Ani drive today, which, of course, Ani hated, and there was a little rust from what I hear from Lauren, but that's what happens. Cody's ears are all better, according to the vet. The vet also had to check out Cody's poop and said that it was great. I disagree with that assessment just based on my own interactions with Cody's poop, but what are you going to do? In one of the photos, we got Liam and a bunch of other kids are carrying instruments. And I sort of get that, but like, while some kids were carrying guitars, Liam's carrying a keyboard. Another kid's carrying another piano keyboard. And it's like, why is everybody carrying? Shouldn't these already be in the place where you play them? I don't know. We'll see. The other fun thing for me on Monday, yesterday, was that although Ani is home from camp, I didn't see Ani until after 2 p.m. Because that's what happens when you have 17-year-olds. And it's not that Ani's antisocial. It's just that Ani is super social with Ani's friends. So Ani's upstairs, on the computer, on the phone, talking to friends and whatever. It's fine. Just ignore dear old dad. You do you, Ani. Ani learns about most things in my life from this podcast. That's not true. My kids do not listen. Which is why I can talk about how terrible they are. That's not true. I don't talk about it. They're not terrible. They're wonderful. So this morning I woke up at 7 and I knew that I thought I could sleep later. But even with our blackout curtains, whenever else, there's still light that comes in from the bathroom. And I was like, I'm never going to sleep with this light in the room. I guess I could put on the little eye mask thing because I happen to keep one on my bedside. And for this exact purpose, it says Wondery on it. And I got it before I worked there. I put it on my face and said, let's see if I can pull back asleep. And then woke up again and it was 8 o'clock. So I got an extra hour. I was very pleased. I go downstairs, let the dog out. I go outside with the dog, obviously, and feed him, let him out again, get on the exercise bike. And suddenly I feel something in my hair. And so I reach up and there is something in my hair. And so I fling it across the room because I don't know what kind of bug or dirt from outside or whatever's in my hair. And as it's flinging, I realize it's the face mask, the eye mask. I never took it all the way off. I had propped it up like sunglasses. And I have a reminder on my screen right now that says, retrieve basement mask. And Lauren heard me set that message, that reminder via Siri, and was like, why is there a basement mask? What does that mean? So I had to tell her that story, which is pretty embarrassing, like being terrified because there was a sleep mask on my head. But I got to go get it because it clearly served me well last night. I think I might even take it on vacation with me because I don't know. Light is the problem. I can't sleep with light. I wish I could. Be easier to be more flexible, but I am what I am. Anyway, that's my story. And I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And yeah, be good.